This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Hopes for a diplomatic resolution to the Russia-Ukraine conflict appear to have evaporated. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has canceled plans for a Thursday meeting in Geneva with his Russian counterpart. Speaking at the State Department, Blinken says Moscow is not being serious.
We will not allow Russia to claim the pretense of diplomacy at the same time it accelerates its march down the path of conflict and war.
Appearing with Blinken, Ukraine Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba called for severe sanctions.
Hit Russia's economy now and hit it hard.
The U.S. has already moved to cut off Russia's government from Western finance, sanctioning two major banks and civilian leaders with ties to the Kremlin. Norman Hall, Washington.
In an interview, British Foreign Secretary Liz Truss says penalties are being imposed to send a message to Putin.
He has essentially violated Ukrainian sovereignty. That is why we have put together a strong response with our international allies, with the G7, to target key oligarchs close to Putin, to target banks, to put in territorial sanctions against those breakaway regions.
French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian said Wednesday that Russian President Vladimir Putin no longer accepted Ukraine's independence under international law. Le Drian said Putin's decision to recognize two breakaway regions in Ukraine smacked of revisionism and a bid to reinvent history. His German counterpart accused Putin of lying about his intentions in Ukraine in talks with Western leaders in recent days. For more on these and other stories, visit us at VOA News. This is VOA News. China dismissed Wednesday comparisons between the Ukraine crisis and its own claim over Taiwan after the self-ruled island's president said evidence of Russian aggression was being used to hurt Taiwanese morale. Democratic Taiwan has watched the Ukraine situation closely as it lives under constant threat of a Chinese invasion, with Beijing claiming sovereignty over the island and vowing to seize it one day by force if necessary. Taiwan's president said Wednesday external forces were, quote, attempting to manipulate the situation in Ukraine and affect the morale in Taiwan society, end quote, and urged the government to be, quote, more vigilant against cognitive warfare, end quote. Beijing said any comparison showed a, quote, lack of the most basic understanding of the history of the Taiwan issue, end quote. Lebanon has thwarted a plan by the Islamic State group to carry out three suicide bombings targeting Shiite religious compounds in Beirut's southern suburbs, the Interior Ministry said Wednesday. The ministry said, quote, three separate targets were to be hit at the same time, end quote, in an operation that would have caused significant loss of life. Lebanon's international security forces said the instructions for the bomb plot came from an IS operative based in a Palestinian refugee camp who is in touch with fellow Sunni extremists in Syria. The instructions were passed to an undercover agent recruited by the ISF to infiltrate IS networks in Lebanon. The Pentagon is expected to approve the deployment of 700 to 800 unarmed National Guard troops to the nation's capital, a U.S. official said Tuesday, in the face of trucker convoys that are planning protests against pandemic restrictions beginning next week. The District of Columbia government and the U.S. Capitol Police are requesting the National Guard assistance. The troops would be used largely to help control traffic and are expected to come from the district's National Guard and three states, said the official who spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss aid not yet formally approved. Modeled after a recent trucker protest in Canada, separate truck convoys have been planned through online forums with names like the People's Convoy and the American Truckers Freedom Fund. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.